help me lift them up.
Help me lift them.
Amen, amen. Well, test, test, test. Test, test. How y'all doing this morning? Amen. So I just do the benediction and we can go home, right? Amen. God is so good. Amen. We had a good time this weekend with the men. Amen. At Paradise Baptist Church. Amen. Going up there and just, ooh, God. It was quick, but it was good. It was good. It's always good to get together with the men. Hallelujah. So we just do everything we can to bring it back to everybody else. Amen. And share it amongst us. Amen. But God, you know, he touched on a lot of good things. Amen. And y'all going to be hearing more of it. Amen. Because God is good. But let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord, for this day that you've given us, Lord, this opportunity to gather together in your name, Lord, to lift you up and to magnify you, God. Lord, to come into a faith-filled community, yes. Lord, that we can walk together and pray together and grow together, Lord, for your glory, God, that as we go to and fro in the earth throughout our city, God, Lord, that you would be with us, you would lead, guide, and direct us, and use us to be the salt and light, making a difference in the lives of those that you give us the opportunity to touch, God. So help us to seize every opportunity, every moment, God, to lift you up and to magnify your name. Just as Pastor Linda testified about praying for the checker, God. Lord, when you move upon us, Lord, help us to have a yes in our spirit. Lord, to do it right on the spot. Not I'll pray for you. No, let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Right now, lifting up your name, Lord, and building your kingdom. Because when people look and see on, they see the kingdom of God at work. So we thank you, Lord, that we can be a part of that. Use us for your glory. Open our hearts and minds to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and release our children. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glad to see everybody here. Amen. Chance to get situated so we can get settled and start digging in. Hallelujah. Been a full week. Anybody else have a full week? Man, a lot going on, but you know what? I'd rather be busy than idle. All right? You know, the idle mind, what they say about the idle mind? Devil's workshop. I mean, he don't work here. He don't work here. If he kind of come in, we just got to let him know you was fired a long time ago. Long terminated. There you go. I like that even better. That's better than fired. You terminated. You done. Amen. Because we got work to do for the kingdom of God. Amen. So, you know, last week we've been talking about building God's kingdom, the last part of, you know, being fully present, moving forward, and building God's kingdom. Amen. Building that kingdom. Amen. You know, so we want to wrap that up. I'm going to try and finish up that message today with the help of God. Amen. And then we can be about our Father's business. How many want to be about his business? You know, a lot of times we're so busy doing our own. Amen. And we're not giving him his just due. Amen. But we want to be about God's business. Amen. Doing what he called us into his kingdom to do. Amen. So as we look at that, amen, we want to be able to do that. But in order to build his kingdom effectively, we must be equipped for the task and fully present. That's right. You know, fully present, but as we're present, God's word is our equipping. His Holy Spirit is our equipping. Amen. And if we allow those things to move in us, amen, we're ready for the task. But we're just going to touch on some things that can help build a foundation, amen, and help us not just build that foundation, but maintain the foundation, amen. Just simple things, nothing deep, no deep revelations, amen, but it may be a reminder, amen, of what the work that we got to continue to put in. You know, we've been in the same house for almost 27 years now, you know, and I still got to cut the grass every year. I mean, that's the big, and you know, spring coming, it's going to be every week, you know, just keeping up with it, because when I feed it, it just goes crazy. You know, so, but you got, what am I saying? You got to do those tasks on a regular basis, amen, in order to maintain. You don't want your house to be the one with the grass is this high, you know, and all kind of stuff, you know, so you got to maintain, you know. So that's about our spiritual life, amen, those things that we need to do. Sometimes if we neglect it because we get so busy, your spiritual grass will be this high. And you don't know what done died off in there, right? You know, so we gotta do the work, amen, and maintain it, because God wants us to represent Him in the earth in everything that we do. Say everything.
Amen.
We want to represent Him in everything that we do, amen. Why? And why can I say that? Because the Scripture lets us know that we're no longer our own. We're bought with a price, amen. We are His, amen. So now, you know, we represent Him. We don't represent ourselves, amen. What's the Scripture say? The life that I now live, it's not I, but Christ that liveth in me. Amen. So it's not about me no more. You know, the more I make it about me, the less I make it about God. Think about that for a minute. Amen. But, you know, we want to talk about a proper foundation and building. You know, in American culture, amen, we're allowed to use our lives freely like we want, to do what we want. In this modern world, you know, everybody is going doing their own thing, amen, and trying to be even sometimes something things they're not even. Amen, because we got so much freedom, amen, to use our lives, amen, and you know, freedom to please us in everything we do, amen. I'm 3x7 plus. Anybody else in there? Amen. So that means you can do whatever you want to do, right? Amen. That's one of the things we talked about yesterday. They gave us a list of things not to say to your wife. And I looked at the list and I started adding a few things. You know, those things that can get you in trouble. Amen. I just thought about that one as I was speaking. You know, like you're telling your wife, I can do whatever I want to do. That might be true, but that might be foolish. Right? It may not always work that way. Amen. You're not single no more, Joker.
Amen.
Right? So I'm not here to talk about that, but I'm just, you know, dropping that little nugget, amen, there, so help us out. Amen. But sometimes we do what we want to do, but in the long term, we waste our life. And none of us want to waste our life. Amen. And I'm not saying that you don't accomplish nothing. Amen. But most of the things that most people focus on accomplishing, amen, are temporary things. You can build the biggest corporation. Amen. You could be Elon Musk, the richest man on the planet. But when he died, SpaceX, Twitter, Teslas, all that didn't save it. Can't save it. I mean, so he accomplished a lot of things. I mean, we can do a lot of great things. But I really want us to focus in on the greatest thing you can do with your life. And that's invested in God's kingdom. How do we invest it in God's kingdom? By investing into other people.
Yeah.
Amen. By being the light. Because that's the only thing. I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. When I leave this planet, the only thing I can take with me is other people. I can be a part of them going with me. Amen. When their time comes, because why? I've invested something in them that helped them move into eternity.
Amen.
You can invest something in them that helps them move into eternity. That's the only thing you can take with you when you leave this planet. So if you're going to invest in something that matters, it needs to be people. For the kingdom of God. We need to recognize that. You know, it is important. We're going to touch on some more, amen, even in, go a little deeper in that as I wrap things up. But we want to continue to invest in people, the people around us, the people on our job, our families, amen, our co-workers, amen, strangers in the checkout line, amen. You know, just wherever we are, you know, just lay hands on them and pull somebody aside right there by the register in Walmart and say, come on, let's pray.
Amen.
Let me pray for you. People walking by, I'm still praying. I'm not worried about you. You want to come get some of this? You know, taxi on up, you know. You come get some, amen. But we need to invest. Amen. It's good to invest in the stock market, cryptocurrency. You know, it's good to invest in, you know, real estate. Right? A lot of benefits come back. But at the end of the day, you ain't taking none of that real estate with you. Somebody else going to leave it. And all the money you stacked in the bank, somebody else going to be spending that, you know. Why? You know, sometimes I won't spend it all before I go. I ain't going to leave nothing. That's not right. Leave a little something so they can put you in the ground. At your expense. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But, you know, I think y'all hear what I'm saying. We can spend a lot of energy, a lot of focus, doing a lot of things, but when it comes down to it, one matters. Amen. Building God's kingdom. Amen. If we get focused on that, amen, it's going to take us out of a lot of things that we shouldn't really be involved in. Amen. That's stealing our life, not just wasting our life. Amen, but stealing our life, amen. You know, people get mixed up in all kinds of things, drugs, alcohol, sex, I mean, you know, all these things, amen, that distract and pull away from God's kingdom. Amen, and so no, we want to spend our life in something that's meaningful, not meaningless. Amen, pursuits that satisfy God and not just our flesh, amen. You know, we can build a lot of stuff, amen. But I want to, you know, I touched on this scripture as we wrapped up last week. I just want to use it as a springboard, amen, in Matthew 6:33. Amen. Because it's important that we hear what Jesus said. Yeah. Amen. He said, but seek ye first. Everybody say first.
First.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, that's a point need to be underlined. Not your righteousness. Well, I preach. I go to the choir, you know, I pray for the sick. And I'm not talking about my righteousness, right? But seek his righteousness. Amen. And he said, if we would put his kingdom first, amen, seek his righteousness first. He said, all these things, houses and lands and, you know, all cars and all that, all these things will be added. He knows the things that we need. Amen. And I can stand here flat-footed before you and say, God has never failed to meet my needs.
Hallelujah.
He has never failed to meet my family's needs. You know, and there's been times, amen, that we didn't know where it was coming from. But he showed up. I mean, we lived in some good places, some nice places. And, you know, and there was a time when I first left the military, man, I thought, okay, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to go here. Lynette was the only one out the house. Still had six more kids in the house. I got to take care of all these kids. Them jokers like to eat. You know, and they like clothes. My wife really like clothes. You know, but we look at, I'm saying, Lord, I try to get this little job. Supplement, you know, was already in the bank, and so he wouldn't let me work. And no matter what I did, he wouldn't let me work. He said, no, I told you, you're going to leave my people.
Right.
I said, so I committed 100% to the ministry. Amen. And as we were building the church, not months, but years went by before I collected a salary. Years went by before I began to get a regular salary from the church. But in all that time, God took care of everything. No lights ever off, no water ever off, no car ever ran out of gas. I mean, he took care of everything, and he's still taking care of everything.
Amen.
See, so, you know, when you said, do you believe in him or believe? I believe him. Amen. Because he said that he will supply all of my and your needs according to his source. Who wouldn't trust a God like that? Huh? Who wouldn't believe a God that's so good at keeping his word? He can't even fail.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So sometimes we're running hard trying to make sure we make ends meet. Uh-huh. And what happens? Sometimes we run short. because we're doing it in our own power and our own strength. You know, shortly after I got saved, even think about the tithing, shortly after I got saved, yeah, man, it was just not even a couple of months. I went and sat down with the pastor. What's this tithing thing y'all talking about? I had a couple of meetings with the pastor. You talking about my money. Right? And we had a couple of good talks, and, you know, after he took me to the Word, and, you know, I went home and did some research and study. I said, okay, I get it. I'm in. Amen. And I've been in ever since, and I ain't never missed a dime that I gave to God. But I can tell you about some people. No, let me. God will meet you when you trust Him. Amen. When you trust Him, amen, and step out, so He lets you know, amen, that He will keep His word, amen, if you continue to seek Him, put Him first, amen. And that means somebody else got to get out the way. Who might that be? Exactly, you. Get you out the way, amen, so God can be first, amen, and you follow His lead, you follow His words, you follow His spirit, amen, and you won't ever get lost. You'll be right where you need to be, amen, as He's leading and guiding you, amen. He will see that everything is taken care of if we put God first in all these things, amen. So I'm going to touch on four things, amen, that we must, that's going to help us to build and maintain a good foundation. And again, like I said, not major, but sometimes these are the areas that get neglected, like that lawn sometimes. Right? It's going to be there, but if you neglect it, it's going to make you look crazy. Okay? So the first one is make and keep God as the foundation of your life. You say, well, that's simple, Pastor David. Well, let me see. Anybody in here ever made money their foundation? Yeah. Yeah. Anybody here ever made another person your foundation? Yeah. Yeah. Or your job your foundation? Right. Amen. Or you know, and the list can go on. So that's why it's simple, amen. But if we work on keeping God as the foundation of our life, well, I gave my life to Him. Yeah, you started off with the scripture say you did run well. But would it hinder you that you departed from the truth? You know, see we have to follow and maintain. This is what we do when we come to church. This is when we go to the fellowships. This, amen, when we hang out with other Christians. That's helping us to maintain the right foundation, because if I'm going to be a light and salt and my foundation is cracked and shaky, amen, I'm not going to be a very good witness. Amen. But if they see, you know, everything is being built on Him, amen. We, you know, we good at building stuff, right? I mean, you can build a house, amen. You build a building, amen. But the first thing you do, even when you build that, is what? You get a good foundation, amen. In other words, to get a good foundation, you got to do some work. Amen. Even to establish the foundation. In fact, the foundation takes longer than the rest of the building. Because it's the most important. Because everything you build is going to rest upon that foundation. If that foundation is broken, if that foundation is not level, if that foundation is not strong or true, that house is going to come tumbling down. And it's the same with our spiritual walk, amen, and walking with Him, amen. Because you know what? The more you build up, the more pressure that's going down. And if you don't have a good foundation, amen, and you start walking this walk, amen, and the devil's going to throw some things at you. Amen. He's going to hit us with this, that, and the third, amen. And there's going to be some weight placed on your spiritual foundation. When your flesh wants to act up, that's weight on your foundation. Amen. When you know, sickness and disease come, that's weight on your foundation. Amen. When people hurt you and betray you, I mean, we've been down all them roads, you know, that's weight on you. Can your foundation handle this and not fall and not falter? Amen. And sometime along the way, you might see a crack here or there, but you got to go back and patch it up.
That's right.
You know, get that thing leveled back up, strengthen that foundation, shore up the foundation. Amen. Because we're going through something. So how do we shore up our foundation? Through prayer and fasting, meditating on God's word, amen, getting encouragement, sometimes getting some counseling to help build and maintain our foundation in him. So we got to keep God as the foundation of our lives. In Proverbs 24, you know, it's easier, you know, when you got the right foundation. So we look at Proverbs 24 and verse number 3. It says, through wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is established. But I want to give it to you in Amplify. Through skillful and godly wisdom, a house is built. A life, a home, a family built, and by understanding it is established on a sound and good foundation.
All right.
Good, and I like that, skillful and godly wisdom. Amen. Skillful. I mean, in other words, you know, you got to study. Amen. You don't just throw the word any kind of way. You got to get an understanding. Amen. Because the scripture even tells us understanding is going to keep it. Amen. So we got to help and work on these things. Amen. So that we have a good foundation. You know, so by making God our foundation, amen, our life becomes acceptable first and foremost to him. Amen. And then it becomes recognizable to the world around us. Amen. Anybody ever seen pictures of the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Yes.
What happened there? Didn't have a good foundation. The more they built, the more it leaned. And it got to a point to where, oh, we better not build no more. Amen. Because physics is beginning to work against us. You know, but when you have a good foundation and that foundation is solid, see, that tower would have failed if they kept going. But even though they didn't stop building, amen, they shored up the crooked foundation. But then I begin to think of that when I think about in Genesis when they decided to build the tower. The Tower of Babel. You know, and as they now they had a good foundation. They made a good foundation. Amen. And now look what God said as they begin to build, because why? They wanted to reach the heavens. They wanted to exalt themselves higher and higher. And when God looked down and saw that their hearts were evil, because they weren't building it for his glory, they were building it for their glory.
Right.
Amen. So, but the one thing he said, that he said, when the people have a mind to do, working together, what can be withheld from them? See, so that's a streaming testament that you can get hooked up with people with the wrong mind, amen, but still if they're together on that mind, they can still accomplish something. But it's only for their glory.
Yeah, come on now.
But God said, no, he looked down and he confounded their language, amen, lest they would be able to do exactly what they wanted to do. Amen. So they had to stop off. What's that got to do with building the foundation? Make sure you're building the foundation with the right kind of people.
Hallelujah. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Because you can build up some strongholds.
Yeah.
You can build up some things, amen. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But you can build up some things that God will have to strike down.
Yeah.
So it's important, amen, that we work, amen, because help us, Lord. We got to do the right kind of work, amen, with the right kind of folk, amen, that got a mind, amen. That's why I say it's good and pleasant in Psalms 133, good and pleasant for brethren to what? Dwell together in unity, amen. I say brethren, that means our sisters too, amen, but in unity. Unity means of one mind, on one accord, amen, like they were on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. But in that end of that psalm, amen, it's only like, six verses, I believe. And at the end, he said, this is where God commands the blessing.
Hallelujah.
When we're working together for the same purpose, amen, that's where God commands the blessing. I don't know about you, but I want to be where the blessing is.
Amen.
Not just any blessing, God's commanded blessing. I was like, help us to grab hold of it. Don't get out of sorts. Amen. Don't get out of sorts. Amen. And First Corinthians 1, I mean, not 1, but 3:11 says this. For other foundation can no man lay than that that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And he's talking about there ain't no other foundation better than this foundation, stronger than this foundation, lasting longer than this foundation. Because every other foundation that we lay will crumble. Every other foundation we lay, amen, is not eternal. Now, it might last your lifetime, but it's still not eternal. Right?
Right.
And I left that house to my kids. Come back in 100 years, 200 years, see if it's still there. You know, see if things are still going strong. The second thing I want to touch on is remember what matters most. And what that might be. Love. Why do I say that? Scripture tells us that God so loved the world. He did it for love. He did it when we were still separated from him by sin. He did it, amen, because he chose to do it. He didn't have to love us.
That's right.
I was thinking about it, you know, this morning, and there was a line in this song that was playing. I always put on the music while I'm getting dressed and getting ready. The line said, he's the only thing that rose from the dead. And I took pause at the word thing. But then again, I said, wait a minute. In the Bible, they said when Mary gave birth to the baby, they called it a holy thing. So when you stop and think about it, you a thing, I'm a thing, we all, you know. But what kind of thing are you? You a human thing. But see, so my mind began to expand when I was, you know, thinking about that. It's like, okay, the only thing that rose from the dead. Now, we always think, well, he's the only man. But I've never heard about a cat, dog, horse, a bug. There's nothing else in all of creation that rose from the dead but Jesus. And then the ones that he rose, or his disciples, come on. But it was all by the power of God. But he is the only thing that said, I laid down my life and I lifted up again. See, somebody else had to rise the others, but he rose himself. The only thing. Like, think about that. I want to hang out with that.
Amen.
I want to be with him. Amen. Because he's the one, amen. So I think about that love. Galatians 5:6 says this. For in Christ, Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. You understand, well, who's going to be the greatest? And they was always talking about the difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. Amen. But what do you say here? But faith which worketh by love. It says this like this in the NIV. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision, that means the Gentiles or the Jews. He said, that, you know, uncircumcision has any value. You know, so those old things he's saying don't matter no more. You know, making men have to get circumcised in order to be part of the covenant and all that. There's a lot behind that. But then he goes on and say, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself. How? Through love. Through love. So we say we believe him. We believe him. And he said, if you love me, this is how we express our love to God. Our love for God is by keeping. See, so when help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's how we express our love to him.
Yeah.
Amen. By being obedient to his word.
That's right.
By following after him. Right. And also by allowing his love, amen, to flow through us to others. You know, he says it so clearly, amen. We was talking about it, in, you know, before, amen, that he commanded them to love one another. We're talking about it in Bible study this past Wednesday. I mean, he said that we are to love one another as Christ loved us. Amen. And then the one pastor we read, he said, he commanded us. It wasn't even an option. He said, I command you to love the brother. Wow. This is a new commandment. Somebody say, let me go back to the old commandments. I don't want to have to love everybody, you know, with the old. But see, but then he goes on and says that all the law and the prophets, amen, are covered in these. That to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your brother. Wow. So he said, you can go back to the old, but you can't get around the love.
Hallelujah.
So you got a good foundation. Now, I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. You done built the foundation. That was number one. Staying close to God. Right? Now you got a good foundation.
Amen. Good foundation.
But you say, Corey, get on my nerves. I'm not going to love him.
Oh,
something is wrong with your foundation.
Right. Amen.
Right? Hello?
Amen.
Because if you got a good foundation, you're not going to have trouble loving anybody. He said, well, what about that joker that hurts you or do this to you or that to you? Love them. The Bible tells us clearly to what do what with our enemy? See, I'm not making none of this up.
Right?
He said what? To love them. Amen. To do good, not just think good. But to do good to them that despitefully use you. They're doing it out of spite. In your face, creature.
Amen.
Huh? But he's still telling them to love them. Your response, my response, must, I'm not just saying should, must always be one out of love. I know that might be hard sometimes. I'm not just saying I think. I know it's hard sometimes.
Right?
You don't pastor people for 31 years and plus and not find out that some people are hard to love. And y'all getting me wrong.
Come on, Pastor David, preach.
It's not something wrong with them.
That's right. Something wrong. Right? Come on, preach it. Tell the truth, ain't nothing wrong with them.
Right? Because they just being them. But when it's hard for me to love them, there's something wrong with my foundation. Now, I know that don't sit well with everybody. But if my foundation was complete, I mean, now that don't mean I'm going to like everything they do. Let me clarify that. Because love don't mean I like everything you do. Right? But I'm commanded to love in spite of what you do. In spite, see, these are simple things, but simple things don't always mean it's easy. Not when we get our feelings and our emotions, you know, and our history and all the things that we've been through, and you look like the one, or you acting like the one that. And you got to filter all that. We got a whole lot coming about even that. But just hang your hat on that. I'm commanded to love. How do I do that? So I got to talk to myself. Right? And then I got to talk to the Holy Spirit and say, activate. Right now. I need to yield to you, God, because you told me, amen, to love.
Yeah.
Greater love hath no man, no man than what?
To lay down his life.
For who?
Hallelujah.
That's my way out right there.
Yeah, amen.
They're not my friend.
Hey!
You know, we look for a way out.
Amen.
Amen. But if you're going to be like Jesus, he died for sinners. He died for the ones that drove the nails in his hand. He loved the ones that put the spikes through his feet. Amen. He sacrificed himself for the ones that put the crown of thorns on his head. See, and how do I know that? Because the scripture tells us that Jesus was God, come in the flesh. And it tells me, amen, that God is love. He don't just do love. He is love. It's the very essence of his nature. And if we got Jesus on board, we got some God on board and the Holy Spirit. We got more love on board than sometimes we want to let out.
Amen.
Right? Because sometimes I just got to let them know how I feel. It ain't about you.
That's right.
That's where we get it mixed up. It ain't about you. It's about him. Amen. And when they know how you used to be and then you act like God wants you to act, who gets the glory? Oh, man, the Lord really working on him. The Lord really has changed her, right? Because we push past our character and walk in the love of God and allow his character to be seen. His nature coming out. You know, we put down that old Adam nature, amen, and we begin to walk in the true nature of God when we yield completely to him, amen, in spite of what they're doing to us. You know, the Bible tells me how he went willingly to the cross as a sheep led to the slaughter. Now, sometimes we think about how we can defend ourselves. All Jesus had to do was say one word. Die. I mean, when he just, you know, spoke to him and said, I am he, the scripture, they fell back like dead men. He had the power to deal with them, but he had the love to entreat them. So he didn't rely on that. He operated in the love. And that's why we're saying we need to look at, amen, this thing here is going to help us to overcome some stuff. Amen. If we really learn how, and I love how it says it there, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. If you have faith in him and his word, and what he has said, it will be expressed through love. Not through your knowledge.
That's right.
Amen. And you can talk somebody down, or you can belittle them and make them feel bad.
Yes.
And you're doing it, you know, in love. Really? That's not love. Not if you're intentionally trying to pull somebody down.
Right.
Amen. I love you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, it's how you tell the truth.
That's right.
You know it, I know it, and they know it.
Yeah.
It's how we communicate. And we all good communicators in here. So we know how to use our words. And we know when we put the emphasis over here instead of over here. Huh? You know, it brings back one of them other statements on that paper. They said, don't say this to your wife. What was you thinking? Now, if you change the emphasis, you can say them exact words. Now, what were you thinking? I'm asking a question. Instead of putting you down. Right? I still need to know what you're thinking, but I can put you down with the very same words that I inquire of you with. See, so we need to stop and think. You are good at language. How many here? Anybody here fail English? Well, you have a reason. Natalia. <It's> like, but you're doing very well, sis. You're doing very well. Amen. For someone who's that, English was not your first language, you're doing very well. Amen. But for the rest of us, you are without excuse. Right? Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You know, it's easier to pull somebody down than it is to lift them up. Huh? So what are you saying? Amen. We need to start putting in the work to lift people up. That takes work. It's easy to tear somebody down. It's easy to tell somebody about their negativity. Amen. Where they disappointed you and what they did wrong and all. You know, that don't take no mental exercise. Right? But it takes more investment to lift people up. It takes more, amen, of your self-sacrificing to lift somebody up. Amen. And that's what we want to do. We want to be the one to lift up. We want to be the one to encourage. We want to be the one that's willing to get down in the dirt with them and show them the love that I will walk through this with you until we're both on our feet. Huh? Because it's easy to beat people up. You know, oh goodness. We got work to do. Amen. As we let the light shine in us. Oh my goodness, it's past 12 o'clock already. I know we're good. But where did that time go? It was past 11. No. It was the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit. Because I am glad that she did what God told her to do. I really am. You know, just that one comment that touched my heart and made it worth everything. If you don't get nothing else out of the day, is that that child said, "We'll have a good week at school now." Something that simple. I'm going to have a good week. You know, I was listening. I seen a little thing the other day. And you know, I was on my phone looking for something. This reel popped up. It was popping up. But I paused, you know, because it was this guy hugging his son. He called his son over. And he hugged his son, and he was holding his son. And he said he was talking about how that 20-second hug, you know, releases the endorphins and, you know, so forth in your brain, and it brings relaxation. It makes you feel loved. It makes you feel protected. It makes you feel safe. A 20-second hug. And I'm like, wow. And when she did it this morning, I'm like, there it is. 20 seconds. And that don't just work for children. It don't just work for children. Just pause and hug a brother. Hug a sister. Amen. Because let them know somebody sees you, somebody cares about you, somebody loves you. So I'm glad she did what she did. That was a blessing. Amen. When that child said that, I'm like, whoop, there it is. Huh? Already. Evidence. Already out of the mouth of a child. Amen. Let me get you these last two. I don't know if I got time to get them. My time is up. We'll get to them later. Because I'm not going to hold y'all. Amen. You're right. It's all good. But see, I think that love thing is enough to chew on. Right? Right? It's enough to chew on. Amen. And as when I say chew on, check yourself. And I check myself and see how loving am I? Especially in the difficult seasons of the day. You know, one of the brothers was talking about seasons up there. In those difficult times, when the wind is blowing and the struggle is coming and the enemy is all over you, amen, how is your love? You know, when I'm going through something, I need to pause and say, you know what? Who can I lift up today? Say, I said that. When I'm going through something, who can I lift up today? Huh? Because I believe in God's word, the law of reciprocity. Huh? He said, you know, I'm trying to stop. But he said, give and it shall be given. Now, I want to drop it. We love that scripture when we're talking about offering, right? Right, he wasn't talking about that. Back up. He's talking about walking in love. That's what he's really talking about, that whole passage. When you back up, he was talking about love. Because he had told the scribes and Pharisees, they was complaining, because, well, we give our mint, and we give our, you know, our spices, and we give all this and that. And he said, that you ought to have done and not left the other undone. And then he started talking to them about love. It's the thing they were leaving undone. And that's when he came down there. He said, that, so we need to recognize we have a mandate. Not from Pastor David. We got a mandate from heaven. We got a mandate from the Word of God. Amen. To walk in the love of Christ. And that means getting yourself under subjection, getting myself under subjection. Love that person that's going 10 miles under the speed limit, fellowship. Right? Love them. Lord bless them in the name of Jesus. Get them to their place safely. You know, and keep your arms around them and thank them from keeping me from getting the ticket. You know, or getting in an accident. You know. Perspective.
That's right.
Right? Perspective. God uses Subarus in my life for a reason. Right? So let's stand. Our Honda Civics. Love. The principal thing is love. Even in Corinthians it talks about that. Those three things would be said. Love is the one that will remain. Amen. So we got to check our love meter, see how it's working. Amen. Who's, you know, the more people get on your nerves, the more you should press to love them. Why do I say that? Because God may be using that very person to strengthen you, to build you up. So that's why I say you always got to look at yourself first. You know, great peace have they that love thy law, and what?
Nothing.
Nothing shall offend them. Can I just add to that? And nothing shall get on their nerves. I know the Bible don't say that, but sometimes we take offense just because something got on our nerves. You know, hear what I say? I didn't say we get offended. I said we take offense. We take it. Rather than letting it go, slow down. Amen. Slow your roll. Start praying. Lift that person up in prayer. They just cut in front of me. Well, they must be in a hurry. Lord bless them. I don't know if there's an emergency or what. You know, so I don't know. Because I know if something happened to one of my family members, I'm trying to get there quick. Yeah, right? Yeah. Right? I want to be on the scene. You know? So I don't know what's going on in everybody's life. Right?
Amen.
So, but let's just think about this thing. The foundation. Keep Jesus as your foundation. Continue to check your foundation. And I love the fact that if your love ain't right, that means you got to go back to number one. See, we want to just lay that foundation and keep moving. No, if the love ain't right, we're not going to get to number three until we get number two right. And we can't do number two until we got number one right. See, we building, right? And the more we build, the better the kingdom of God becomes. Amen, because we're walking in it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your goodness and your grace, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord, because it comes, Lord, to build us up, Lord, to challenge us, to make us better, Lord, to make us more like you, Lord. We all need your word. We all need strengthening, God. We all need correcting from time to time, Lord Jesus. Lord, and we thank you for your word, God, that it comes, Lord, to do just those things, God. Lord, to show you love us enough to tell us. You love us enough to speak to our hearts. You love us enough to look to those places, God, where we may be faltering. Father, we thank you right now that you have not given up on us. Lord, help us, Lord, not to give up on one another. Help us not to give up, Lord, on that person on our job, Lord, that says they don't believe in you. Help us not to give up on the one that used to be in church, but they left wounded, God. Help us not to give up on the one, God, that is agnostic and not sure if you're real or not. Lord, why we say these things? Because you didn't give up on us. And here we are, calling upon your name. Lord, magnifying you, God, and learning of you. Lord, each and every day as we pick up our word, God, as we meditate upon you and your scripture, help us to continue to learn daily, to draw closer daily. Lord, to die daily, as the Apostle Paul may say, I die daily, crucifying this flesh, God, that the spirit man might be in charge. Father, go with us as we leave this place. Lord, never leave in your presence. Lord, help us, Lord, as we go to and fro, that we would lift up your name, not just by our words, but by our action and through our love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you haven't given your life to the Lord, amen, or maybe you need to recommit yourself, amen, I invite you to come. Amen. And also, if you don't have a church home, you want to be a part of Living Faith, amen, we invite you to come. Get connected. Get plugged in. Amen. Because that's where we grow. That's where you have the opportunity to bring your gifts and your talents into the church for the profiting of all, for the building up of the saints, for the work of ministry, right? So that we can go out and we can make a difference in this community. And we got to begin, amen, right here, amen, by accepting Christ, amen, and getting connected within his body. Amen. If not, amen, I'll turn it over to Elder Porter. And we'll be meeting with the leaders shortly after service.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Ooh, this is juiced. Please forgive me. I did not make an updated video. However, we shall discuss. Because I do know that, and I wish the Dawkins was here, they were asking for volunteers for the upcoming golf tournament. And I think we needed 9 people by this Sunday. It's soon, okay? So please, if God leads you to volunteer, please volunteer. Amen? Because last year I heard it was a great time. I wish it was on a Saturday so I can participate, but God says Friday, so that's what it is. It's Friday. So those that are available, please, if you can, volunteer. Amen? Let's see. Join us Wednesday night Bible study. Sounds just like the video, doesn't it? Join us Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30 p.m. Look, Bible study's been good. We're talking about, you know, what we believe as a body. Come out. Your family, come out to see what God has placed on apostles' heart when it comes to this ministry. So you can be a part of it as well. The Crowned Women's Meeting will be this Saturday, March 15th. Here at Living Faith Christian Center at 1 p.m. That's amazing. All right, ladies. Attention, all leaders. Please remain after service for the leadership impartation. Lunch will be provided exclusively for leaders. We kindly ask all others to exit promptly so the leadership meeting can begin. Thank you for your cooperation. Also, the hospitality team will be serving snacks in the front to grab and go. So I get, hey, leadership goes to the right. Those, we love you, but if you go to the left. Yes, El.
I'm sorry, one more announcement. This Saturday morning, we're going to be meeting at Mr. Fields' house for a men's breakfast. All the men.
What time?
8:30 to 10.
Amen. All hearts and minds are clear. We thank you, God. Lord, we thank you today, God. Today was an awesome day, God. We just ask you to continue to download into us as we look towards you as far as love, God. Look, we don't just believe in you, God. We believe you, God. We trust you, God. So we thank you for all that we receive today as we leave this place and never your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right.
Come on and lace up your boots. time to rise. Let's sing "I Have Decided" one more time. 'Cause I have decided I would follow something. Some of you may know it. It goes like this. So lace up your boots, put on your backpack. It's time to ride. It's time to come on, lace up your boots. Lace up your boots, put on your backpack. 'Cause it's time to ride. It's time.